Imagine being on vacation and witnessing children without shoes, vulnerable to disease, and unable to attend school. This was Blake Mycoskie's reality in Argentina in 2006, a moment that sparked what would become a global movement. The humble alpargata, a canvas shoe common throughout Argentina, became the inspiration for Tom's Shoes and its revolutionary one-for-one business model. For every pair sold, another would be donated to a child in need. Starting with just 3 interns and 250 pairs of shoes in his apartment, Blake watched as his idea rapidly caught fire. When Nordstrom expressed interest, the fledgling company scrambled to appear established. What drove this explosive growth wasn't sophisticated marketing, but something far more powerful, a story that resonated deeply with customers. The first shoe drop in Argentina proved transformative. Placing shoes directly onto children's feet alongside family and supporters created an emotional connection that transcended traditional business objectives. This journey revealed a profound truth. Success and social impact aren't separate paths. They can be one and the same. Tom's challenged the conventional wisdom that separated profit from purpose, demonstrating that doing good could actually drive business growth. What began as a simple idea has now provided over 100 million pairs of shoes to children worldwide, inspiring countless entrepreneurs to build purpose into their business DNA. Every successful brand has a compelling story at its core. Method transformed cleaning products into a movement against harmful chemicals, while Subway soared through Jared Fogel's weight loss journey. These stories work because they provide meaning beyond the product itself. Tom's initially focused too much on product specs rather than story. The breakthrough came at JFK Airport when a stranger's excitement about our mission revealed we weren't just selling shoes, we were enabling meaningful change. Powerful narrative elements often emerge unexpectedly. My mismatched Tom shoes sparked conversations that led to major partnerships, including AT&T. Finding your story means aligning passion with community values. Tito's handmade vodka succeeded by embracing its authentic Texan identity, while Sheik's connected its founders' athletic backgrounds to sleep innovation. Your story doesn't need to be revolutionary, just authentic. People buy why you make something and what you stand for, not just what you make. This emotional connection turns customers into advocates who naturally spread your message. Fear is entrepreneurship's constant companion, but successful entrepreneurs don't let it paralyze them. Take Pam Mycoskie, who turned a health scare into motivation, self-publishing Butterbusters to over 1 million copies despite no publishing experience. Her path included financial struggles, but her conviction prevailed. Courtney Room exemplifies this mindset, leaving investment banking to create Vive and a Kai-infused spirit. Despite financial uncertainty, he focused on execution over perfection, avoiding paralysis by analysis. When fear arises, reconnect with your core motivation. Align actions with mission and surround yourself with energetic team members and inspiring stories. The Japanese Kaizen philosophy suggests focusing on small, incremental steps. Writing down specific fears often reveals their manageable nature. As Tim Ferriss notes, perfect timing is an illusion. Even with limited resources, your commitment to your vision can transform perceived vulnerabilities into strengths. The key isn't avoiding fear, it's acting despite it. When Tom's received our first major Nordstrom order, we operated from my apartment with minimal resources. Like Apple, Amazon, and Motown Records, starting small wasn't just a challenge, it was an advantage that fostered creativity and resilience. The dot-com bubble showed how excess funding can lead to wasteful spending and unsustainable growth. In contrast, companies born from necessity develop lasting resourcefulness. TerraCycle exemplifies this. Starting by producing fertilizer from worm waste in used soda bottles, they grew into a $20 million company through creative problem solving. At Tom's, we fostered resourcefulness through non-hierarchical job titles and creative alternatives to expensive business cards. We chose meaningful benefits like communal meals over lavish perks, building camaraderie despite limited budgets. Simple solutions like free online tools and staying with friends while traveling became part of our culture. The lesson? Constraints often spark the most innovative solutions. When embraced early, this resourceful mindset becomes a lasting competitive advantage. In our complex world, simplicity stands out. Sendabal, founded by sisters Michelle and Melissa, succeeds through a single clear concept: decorated basketballs with personal messages. By focusing solely on this offering, they've created something memorable. Tom's success builds on a simple design inspired by the Argentinian alpargata, allowing for color variations while maintaining its iconic shape. Our straightforward one-for-one model, buy a pair, give a pair, makes our mission instantly understandable. Other businesses prove simplicity's power. In-N-Out Burger thrives with a limited menu of exceptional items. Surgeons Overseas empowers local doctors in developing countries with straightforward solutions. Companies like Levi's, Chipotle, and Netflix succeed through clear value propositions. Living on a sailboat after selling most possessions taught me simplicity's impact firsthand. This minimalism sharpened my focus and creativity. As Tim Ferriss notes, true richness comes from life's simple pleasures, friendships, food, and meaningful experiences. Embrace simplicity through mindful technology use, organized spaces, and regular evaluation of what adds value. This creates room for what matters and amplifies your message to the world. Trust forms the bedrock of every successful organization. At Zappos, CEO Tony Hsieh built a culture of authentic relationships that drove high customer satisfaction and employee retention. Business environments have evolved from suspicious oversight to trust-rich cultures that empower employees and foster innovation from all levels. Servant leadership exemplifies this shift through empathy rather than control. Leaders who share credit, encourage collaboration, and acknowledge mistakes create environments where trust thrives. Some companies, like Brogan & Partners, even celebrate errors as learning opportunities through Mistake of the Month awards. Maintaining trust requires difficult decisions, including removing high performers who damage culture. Trust extends beyond employees. Companies that breach consumer trust face consequences, while those responding transparently to crises often emerge stronger. Building customer trust takes many forms, from lifetime guarantees to radical transparency like Charity Water's 100% donation model. To foster organizational trust, lead with honesty, show vulnerability, and share decision-making. Empower teams with meaningful work and approach customer service with empathy to create loyal advocates. Integrating giving into business creates powerful customer and community connections. Feed Projects exemplifies this by designing bags that fund school meals in developing countries, delivering over 60 million meals while building a sustainable business. Tom's Operation Tom's Prom showed how combining fashion with impact drives engagement and turns customers into mission-driven advocates. Traditional corporations are embracing strategic giving by aligning charitable efforts with their core competencies. Effective giving prioritizes community needs, ensures donations are cost-free to recipients, and actively seeks feedback from those served. Anyone can start giving immediately, regardless of capacity. Platforms like Kiva demonstrate how helping one person can create transformative change by connecting lenders with entrepreneurs worldwide. This impact becomes personal, as seen when a Tom's employee witnessed how a single pair of shoes could transform a child's life, making work meaningful beyond corporate success.